On this Monday, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Mark Russo is here from Wrist Pulse in Chicago. Mark, thanks for being with us. It's just a beautiful day here in our part of the world in Champaign County, Illinois. What can you tell me about the rest of the week for the Midwest?
Well, Todd, as we look out ahead here through the remainder of today, let alone the balance of the week, overall from now through Friday, fairly limited rainfall across areas of the Midwest. Now, there will be some scattered showers and thunderstorms, primarily focused on Wednesday across areas of the central belt, including in that here Illinois, also Missouri, Iowa, up into Wisconsin. However, the totals will be, you know, at least relatively light compared to what we've seen in recent weeks, with totals generally on the order to a quarter to three quarters of an inch. As we get into the weekend and on into next week, that begins to pick up again, and still not expecting any kind of return of what we saw in May, but it will allow for some additional shower activity, and with that, some, you know, pockets of moderate to heavy rainfall. But overall, for this week, it's a pretty normal rainfall week, for this time of year across much of the Corn Belt.
And next week?
Next week's looking pretty similar here from a rainfall standpoint. So kind of light to moderate coverage, kind of general or light to moderate totals with general coverage. Again, not getting into the extremely wet conditions of what we saw in May. Probably the most noteworthy item outside of precipitation is on the temperature side. That's where actually conditions will be a bit more anomalous, and that'll be to the cooler side. Cooler than normal temperatures are beginning to work their way into the Midwest and look to stay that way basically through all of this week and on into the early part of next week. Not any kind of, you know, concern at this time, but that will at least, you know, limit any kind of growing degree day accumulations as we, you know, go through the middle part of June with an overall late crop.
Let's hopscotch the Northern Hemisphere very quickly. We'll stay here in North America. Check in on the Canadian prairies.
Yeah, they've had a very dry spring, which has allowed for very fast and favorable field work. However, more rain is needed. They are getting some rain activity, some improvement, but more will be needed. And there's some indications as you go later into July that a hotter and drier bias will return to the region. So that's an area to watch. And then another area to watch is actually over in Ukraine and Russia, the Black Sea region, where a ridge of high pressure is beginning to develop and looks to have some staying power there. So their soil moisture conditions are very good right now. However, they are going to be declining through the end of the month. So that's another area to keep an eye on.
That would be for wheat. Let's check in on the Indian monsoon season as well.
Yeah, starting out there, rainy season, which happens during the month of June, they're starting on an erratic note. We're seeing a delay by about 2 to 3 weeks of the advancement of the monsoon across central and northern India. And at this time, the next opportunity for more significant monsoon rains is right at the end of the month and into the early part of July. So that's going to be the focus here, and rains will need to pick up across the main oilseed areas and grain areas of central and northern India, or else this is going to become a bigger issue as they're going to be going through June and early July with significant deficiencies in the start of the monsoon rainy season.
The rains remind me that I need to come back to one area here in the United States because they are harvesting wheat, hard red winter wheat growing regions, and rain is not the best of things for them. How are those areas looking at this time?
It's looking better across those areas. Granted, it's not totally dry, but some of the frequent heavier rainfall they've seen of late, including this past weekend, looks like that is now beginning to come to an end here, especially for the far western areas of like Kansas, Oklahoma, and the Oklahoma and Texas panhandle. Still some of the acreage in central and eastern Kansas and Oklahoma will see some higher rainfall totals, but in general, it's a less active pattern compared to recent weeks in the Southern Plains.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
That is Mark Russo. He is with Wrist Pulse.